Hollywood Scandals is part of the Dark Hollywood Collection in the Reels Files on Podcast One, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Be sure to subscribe for new episodes each Thursday. Then go to Reels.com, check the top of the screen, and enter your zip code to find out how you can watch more chilling cases like this when you watch TV. That's Reels.com for the dark crime series and specials you'll find only on Reels Channel.
No matter how perfect our persona might be, we can never escape from our own shadow.
Athlete, actor, and family man. He had the world in the palm of his hand.
Nobody does it better than her.
He was almost like royalty in a sense here in the United States.
I heard it'll be a double team, but this is ridiculous.
Squeaky clean. That's OJ.
But trying to run from a troubled past came with consequences.
He grew up in the ghetto. He ran with gangs.
The anger needs some kind of an outlet.
He could only fool the public for so long.
My ex-husband just broke into my house.
She kept telling me, Ron, there's two OJs.
Before the real man behind the mask reappeared.
Nicole Brown Simpson was almost decapitated and lying in a pool of her own blood.
And finally caught up with him.
Count one, conspiracy to commit a crime, guilty. To commit robbery, guilty. Conspiracy to commit kidnapping, guilty.
That was who he really was.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all of it.
September 13th, 2007. Las Vegas. O.J. Simpson and a group of accomplices are caught by cameras on their way to commit a crime.
Hey, you can steal my yourself. You mother don't let nobody out of here.
Sentenced to 33 years in prison, the disintegration of the once beloved celebrity is complete.
O.J. was this charismatic, larger-than-life person.
Here you have someone who, you know, made his living on going for it.
Quick on the football field and quick with a smile, O.J. Simpson was an American icon.
When you meet him, you fall in love with the guy.
He charmed the world by playing the part of a humble hero.
I just like playing football. The money's unimportant.
But O.J. doesn't live by the rules of society. He lives by the rules of the street. And behind the charismatic smile is a dark side.
911 emergency.
Can you get someone over here now?
He's back.
Please.
Well, okay, what does he look like?
He's O.J. Simpson.
Okay, just stay on the line.
I don't want to stay on the line. He's going to beat the...
Wait a minute.
This is the most famous American ever charged with murder.
O.J. Simpson. The man who had everything will convince himself he can get away with anything.
Things will work out. They always do.
Until he can no longer run from his true self. For Orenthal James Simpson, scandal takes root in his childhood. Raised in a single-parent household, O.J. learns the lessons of life on the mean streets of San Francisco's Potrero Hill.
His family was pretty poor. His parents divorced around the age of five, so he lost his father. Growing up in that kind of environment has effects on one's self-esteem. There's often a feeling of anger and resentment.
O.J. had a very dysfunctional upbringing. He grew up in the ghetto. He ran with gangs. You know, violence, we can postulate, was part of his everyday life when he was growing up.
It seems like a young O.J. Simpson was headed for a life of crime. Everybody he hung out with thought that's the route that he was going to go.
When he gets busted for theft and gang fighting, O.J. Simpson appears ready to fulfill his criminal destiny. After spending the week in lockup, a local youth counselor arranges for O.J. to meet sports legend Willie Mays, who changes the course of Simpson's life.
Willie Mays came from a similar background. And he talked to O.J. and said, hey, there is a way out. There is a way that you can escape this. And I think for the first time in O.J.'s life, he realized, I am a good athlete. I can work hard. I can dedicate myself. And I think it gave him that hope. and it really shaped who he was for the rest of his life.
Inspired by his meeting with Willie Mays, O.J. successfully channels the violence he learned on the streets to the football field.
He had the ghetto rules instilled in him, and that is, if you want to make something, if you want to take something, you got to do it. You got to be brutal, you got to be vicious, you got to go out, and you got to get it.
In 1967, O.J. Simpson gets his ticket out of the ghetto when he is awarded a scholarship to the prestigious University of Southern California. At USC, O.J. Simpson displays the charm that will make him a celebrity and the skills that will make him a football god.
He played in the greatest football game I think ever played, the 1967 USC-UCLA football game.
I had gone to the 1967 game. That was my first ever college football game, UCLA versus SC. UCLA is winning 20-14 in the fourth quarter, 2 or 3 minutes left. O.J. peels off that 64-yard touchdown. And for me to see that in person, I thought it was the most incredible experience.
O.J. Simpson delivers a championship performance, and a national star is born.
There's no question that he is heroic. And the whole nation embraced him, not just the people of Southern California.
He was such a hero with us. I remember when I saw him being featured on the Bob Hope All-American Special. Here comes O.J. walking in, and he's in his USC Trojan uniform, and he's got two Bruins strapped to his legs. It was hilarious.
I heard of being double-teamed, but this is ridiculous. I was only on my way to the washroom.
The following season, O.J. Simpson adds to his growing legend by winning the Heisman Trophy, the most prestigious award in college football.
To win the Heisman Trophy, you had to be squeaky clean. And if you weren't, then not much chance of you, you know, any question about your character.
I don't know quite what to say. I'm certainly proud and I'm very happy.
Media perception is like an ocean liner cruising across the ocean. Once it gets up to speed, it has this tremendous mass and momentum behind it. And it takes a lot to be able to slow down this brand and eventually bring it to a stop.
In 1969, O.J. is drafted number one overall by the Buffalo Bills. He breaks the single-season rushing record on his way to a Hall of Fame career.
They call the line the electric company, and O.J. turned on the juice.
O.J.'s heroics on the football field take him from the small screen to the big screen.
I'm going to start a movie later on this month. The stars are Richard Burton and Lee Marvin, so I'm going with some pretty fast company.
And a career as a corporate spokesman.
Is there a more friendly, useful name than O.J.? Think about it. I mean, it's what everyone drank in the morning. First thing, bright, cheery, good morning, O.J.
Nobody does it better than her.
He transcended the old O.J. He transcended that life, and he became a different person, something that psychoanalysts sometimes refer to as the false self. But we can never escape from our own shadow.
With O.J.'s record-breaking NFL career winding down, the final piece in crafting his new image will center on his personal life. In 1977, 30-year-old O.J. Simpson begins to court 18-year-old blonde bombshell Nicole Brown.
He did like blondes. He was head over heels for her. She's feisty, funny. Obviously, she was beautiful.
All of these things were taking him further and further away from that ghetto upbringing. And I think one of the things in that dream for him was to marry a white woman.
Nicole can't resist O.J.'s charms. And in 1985, the former Heisman Trophy winner adds a trophy wife. The two move into a mansion in the upscale neighborhood of Brentwood, California, and settle into a Hollywood lifestyle.
They seemed to have it all. They were almost like royalty, in a sense, here in the United States.
My wife and I would go over there. We just thought, man, what a wonderful, fun couple.
O.J. has become adept at playing the good guy. But behind closed doors, the real O.J. emerges.
There was reported spousal battery. emotional as well as physical abuse.
Well, when Nicole first told me that OJ had been beating her for years, I found it hard to believe. Not juice. I mean, come on, man. This guy, there's no way in the world. And she went upstairs, and she came back with a bunch of pictures. They were all pictures of her body, her face, where she had been beaten. And she kept telling me, Ron, you don't know him. There's two OJs. There are two of them.
In 1992, after seven tumultuous years of marriage, Nicole files for divorce. Not used to losing, OJ stalks his ex-wife.
Nicole was a possession. Nothing more, nothing less. Part of the facade that OJ built of who he wanted to be and who he wanted America to see him as. And losing that possession was losing a major part of his dream. It was taking it away. And that was something he could not cope with.
After the marriage comes to an end, the violence continues.
Yeah, can you send someone to my house?
What's the problem there?
Well, my ex-husband just broke into my house, and he's ranting and raving now.
Well, okay, what does he look like?
He's O.J. Simpson. I think you know his record.
June 13th, 1994. A neighbor discovers the lifeless body of Nicole Brown Simpson in a pool of blood outside her Brentwood condo. The prime suspect, O.J. Simpson.
L.A. police at this hour are continuing to search for O.J. Simpson, who is considered a fugitive.
There was so much anger spilled by way of blood.
I have had dreams of killing her. When he said that, in my mind, I went, man, you did it.
June 13th, 1994. As the sun rises over Los Angeles, police investigate a double homicide in the upscale neighborhood of Brentwood.
There was so much anger spilled by way of blood, and the violence spoke so much about the perpetrator's anger.
Nicole Brown Simpson was found almost decapitated and lying in a pool of her own blood right outside of her door. And Ron Goldman may have been an innocent witness to the crime, was killed as well.
My pager went off and I called my mom, and mom said, I'm watching the news and it just said that OJ's wife was murdered.
I picked up the phone and it was the coroner asking me if I heard anything about this Nicole Brown murder. And I said, yeah, but what does that have to do with me? And the answer I got was, your son was the other victim.
The morning following the murders, police bring O.J. Simpson in for questioning. They ask him to take a lie detector test, which he refuses.
I said, O.J., why would you tell him no? You know, and he chuckled. He laughed a little bit and says, you know, come on, Ship. You know, I have had dreams of killing her. And when he said that, in my mind, I went, man, you did it. You did this.
Football great and entertainment star O.J. Simpson is being questioned tonight by the Los Angeles Police Department in the death of his ex-wife and an unidentified man.
When it came out in the news that O.J. was the suspect in this double homicide, it was probably as big a news story as anything we could imagine today.
You know, you think of him as kind of being the pillar of the community. And
I don't think it's fair that they're going to arrest him.
He don't seem to be that type of guy.
You know, he was like a god almost, you know, and it's kind of hard to believe, I guess, but eventually the truth will come out.
At the time, nothing like this had been played out before the cameras. It was almost like it was scripted for television.
The district attorney's office charges O.J. Simpson with murder. But after having charmed the city of Los Angeles for decades, the police allow Simpson to turn himself in.
There really is a sense of anticipation as people start to wonder what door O.J. Simpson will be surrendering at.
A few hours go by and all of a sudden we see Robert Kardashian appear on all the news stations. He read a letter from O.J. that really sounded like a suicide note.
Don't feel sorry for me. I've had a great life, great friends. Please think of the real O.J. and not this lost person.
After failing to appear, the LAPD launches an all-points bulletin on O.J. Simpson.
The Los Angeles Police Department right now is actively searching for Mr. Simpson.
Rumors where he was going to take a flight, and I'm not sure exactly, Mexico, Canada. And had it not been for, I guess, some eyewitness, he probably would have been gone.
There's a motorist down in Orange County who happens to spot OJ in the white Bronco, calls the police. The chase begins.
Many can't believe that this has happened, especially that he has run from the scene and didn't come to be arraigned.
And then we find out that now OJ is sitting in the back. He's got a gun to his head. Al Callings is driving. And it's now across the country on every television station.
95 million viewers watch the OJ scandal unfold on live television.
You had people running outside with banners, "Go OJ," encouraging him to flee.
These are people who have literally bought into how he portrayed himself in the media. These are people who thought and actually believed that OJ could do no wrong.
Even the police struggle to separate the man accused of murder from the celebrity football hero.
All I did was love Nicole. All I did was love her.
I understand.
I love everybody. I try to show everybody my whole life that I love everybody.
We know that. And everybody loves you.
The chase ends at Simpson's home in Brentwood, where he is taken into custody. The public's opinion of OJ is as divided as the man himself.
Guilty! Guilty!
6 months later, cameras roll again as OJ Simpson stands trial for double homicide in Los Angeles Superior Court, represented by his flamboyant attorney, Johnny Cochran.
Would you rather plead guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
Millions tune in daily to hear every scandalous detail of the case in hopes of determining who is the real O.J. Simpson.
There was a divided school of thought about O.J. I mean, most people absolutely thought that he was guilty before the trial even started and the evidence was introduced. But at the same time, there are people that grew up believing that this guy was invincible. He was a great guy. He was the guy they saw on TV. And they think, OJ, nah, he couldn't have done it.
A part of what the jury in the OJ Simpson murder trial really struggled with is reconciling his public persona with this kind of vicious behavior.
Here we go, fixer. And we're rolling.
Having spent decades performing in front of the camera, O.J. steps right back into playing the part of the affable media spokesman. Sitting in the defendant's chair, he looks anything but vicious.
When you get into a courtroom setting, all bets are off in terms of personality because you're being coached. His lawyers scripted it out. His lawyers said, this is how you have to act. You need to be passive, and you need to look contrite, and you need to look concerned. And we don't need you active or animated or anything that would indicate that you could carry out this horrific crime.
OJ never breaks character, not even when his former friend Ron Shipp takes the stand.
When I sat down on the witness stand, the first thing I did was stare at OJ. I wanted to lock eyes with him. When I started talking, he'd look at me and turn to, he'd reach over and say something to Johnny Cochran, but he would not stare at me.
Defense attorney Carl Douglas picked apart the testimony of Ronald Shipp, questioning everything from his problems with alcohol to his burnout as a Los Angeles police officer.
As the defense works to discredit his testimony, Shipp confronts his former friend.
These lies were coming out about me, and I got angry.
Mr. Douglas, I hope you get your facts straight, okay?
And I actually felt like leaping out of my chair at him. And the best thing I could do was say,
this is sad, O.J. This is really sad.
Your Honor, I move to strike that.
That's when Judge Ito said,
Mr. Shipp, I'm sorry, you're instructed not to do that.
Ron Shipp's response to the killer was more real than much else of what was going on. Yeah, it was sad. Sad from his perspective because he knew him.
A parade of witnesses reveals the extensive evidence against Simpson, including audible proof of his dark side.
You can even hear O.J. screaming in the background. Wow, that's the real O.J.? Because that's not the O.J. we're all seeing.
Is he talking to you?
Yeah. That was the first time we could really realize, wow, this man has a lot of anger inside of him. We really got a whole different view of who O.J. Simpson was. He wasn't your smiling Hertz man.
Though his public persona is starting to crumble, O.J. Simpson keeps up the facade. But inside, the rage builds.
This big wall that he's built around himself allowed him to rise up out of the ghetto. And if you start tearing that down, you're essentially tearing down the man. And that would be a psychologically devastating blow that he couldn't have withstood. So the alternative is you keep playing the game.
We do have sufficient evidence to convict him and prove his guilt beyond a reasonable doubt.
The evidence may appear damning, but the defendant skillfully plays innocent. Without skipping a beat, O.J. gives the performance of his life.
It was a moment of real theater. If he were truly pulling them on, he would have been doing this, except what he was doing was this. He never really pulled to get them on.
The problem with the glove was he wasn't actually even putting it over his hand. There was some plastic underneath it. So when he put it on his hand, it wasn't going to fit. It was a dramatic moment, and it was an unforgettable moment.
All right. Thank you, counsel.
And you're sitting there going, come on, could you not have pushed him out a little harder? But he knew what he was doing, and Johnny Cochran certainly knew what he was doing.
The glove will be OJ's only performance in front of the jury. Despite his charisma and charm, the defense decides not to let OJ testify. Instead, relying on OJ Simpson's public image to speak for him.
The public perception out there was that he was a good guy. They didn't want to do anything to shatter that perception.
It's difficult for observers to reconcile those two polarities in one person, because we tend to want to make life simpler. We tend to want to think in terms of black or white. You're good, you're bad, but you can't be good and bad. But we all are.
After 134 days of court proceedings, the jury deliberates for just 4 hours before announcing they've reached a verdict.
All right, Mr. Cochran, Mr. Simpson, would you please stand and face the jury?
The decision of the jury will set the record as to who is the real O.J. Simpson, football hero or murderer, guilty or innocent. More than half of the country tunes in for the dramatic finale.
This is more people than would tune in for the Super Bowl, ironically enough. We're watching O.J. Simpson's fate hanging on the line.
I truly, in my heart and soul, believed he was going to be guilty. I really did.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder in violation of Penal Code Section 187A, a felony upon Nicole Brown Simpson.
When they read that, not guilty, I mean, even O.J. seemed surprised.
Everything dropped out from under me.
And one or more crimes of murder of the first or second degree to be not true.
It was just unimaginable that 12 people heard the evidence so dramatically different than the millions of people around the world who all heard that same evidence and said the son of a B is guilty.
Without saying a word, O.J. Simpson convinces the jury that the man they watched on the football field and on the big screen couldn't have committed such a heinous act.
Sometimes jurors, where it comes to a celebrity, feel that the case has to be proven not just beyond a reasonable doubt, but beyond any doubt whatsoever. And some people in the African-American community just felt that this was about much more than the killing of a white woman. It was more about the unjust prosecution of African-American men.
America is a country divided. Some happy, others angry. but all are shocked. It will take more than one scandal for O.J. Simpson's public persona to crumble.
Johnny Cochran told O.J. when he got off, "I want you to lay low." O.J. couldn't do it.
Did you know you can stream Reel's dark Hollywood programs like this on Roku, Fire TV, and Amazon channels? Well, you can. Just download the Reel's app to subscribe. Or check out Reel's on Tubi, Samsung TV Plus, Vizio, and Zumo. Hollywood Scandals comes from the dark Hollywood fans at Reel's channel. To find Reel's in your area, go to Reel's.com. That's R-E-E-L-Z.com. Check the top of your screen. Enter your zip code and begin enjoying great TV.
October 24th, 2001. 6 years since being acquitted of double homicide, O.J. Simpson is back in a courtroom.
Hey, guy, listen. I'll cut you off. I'm sorry.
After decades of fooling the public, O.J. Simpson is gradually losing the ability to hide his criminal nature.
Jury in the above entitled action find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder.
After being found not guilty for the murders of Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown, O.J. Simpson is a free man. The once humble Hall of Fame athlete now basks in the glory of victory.
With us on the phone now is O.J. Simpson. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And
one of the things Johnny Cochran told O.J. when he got off, he said, "O.J., I want you to lay low for a year, 2 years, and you'll probably be in a commentator's booth doing football again." O.J. couldn't do it.
Getting away with murder, that's a pretty big accomplishment. That could really bolster someone's egotism and entitlement, that they're kind of untouchable.
I think it didn't matter to him whether he did it or not. I think that basically, as a narcissist, it's all about him. It's all about realizing his dreams, his ambitions, what he wants.
Emboldened by the not guilty verdict, O.J. Simpson adds a new heroic purpose to his life.
When things have settled a bit, I will pursue as my primary goal in life the killer or killers who slaughtered Nicole and Mr. Goldman.
I do know one of his friends personally, who's a very good NFL buddy of his. This buddy had come to O.J. and said, "Great, you and I, we're going to go find the killer, and I'll spend any amount of money in the world." And O.J. said, "No, I'll take care of it." You have one of your best friends offering to spend a lot of money to help you find the killer, and you say no thank you?
Things will work out. They always do. Thank you.
The Goldman family believes they already know who murdered their son. In 1996, they sue Simpson for wrongful death. A civil trial begins, this time with two major differences. No cameras allowed, and O.J. takes the stand.
In the criminal case, O.J. Simpson did not testify. He invoked his Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination.
I didn't need to take the witness stand. I have a constitutional right.
However, when it came to the civil case, since he had been acquitted in the criminal case, he could no longer invoke his Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination. He did testify.
The killer took the stand and he lied like he always has and did. He was what I expected, just a lying dirtbag.
By taking the witness stand, O.J. loses the power to control the conversation, and the jury comes face to face with the real O.J. Simpson.
When he sat next to the big blown-up photo of Nicole Brown Simpson, where her face was battered, and he denied ever hurting Nicole, that the jury just couldn't believe that.
He was found responsible for the deaths of Ron and Nicole. That's what we wanted, for court to say it.
The civil trial willed out exactly the way the criminal trial should have. The jury saw the evidence, and they had no problem finding this man guilty.
One of the easiest decisions I have ever had to make.
A lot of people had felt that O.J. got away with murder. I'm sure that came into play when people were deciding if he was civilly responsible for their murders.
And this jury wants to make O.J. pay. They award the victims' families $33 million in compensatory and punitive damages. But not only does OJ show a complete lack of remorse, he starts presenting himself as the victim.
I'm the only person that lost anything financially. Me and the taxpayers of this state, I don't see anybody trying to pay the taxpayers or me back.
What did he do to honor that judgment? Nothing. As a matter of fact, he did everything possible and said he was going to do everything to avoid it.
Simpson goes on the defensive, hiding the majority of his valuables, including sports memorabilia accumulated during his career. While his actions are a direct violation of the civil judgment, there's nothing the public or the Goldman family can do to stop him.
I don't think they should have the right to take things that belong to people who are in support of me or around me.
There was no question he was hiding things, no question, between people that he knew that he gave things to supposedly for them to sell it.
The Goldman family has claimed Simpson has been making money and failing to use it to pay off the civil claim against him. Absolutely, positively not true, says Simpson's lawyer.
Very little, ultimately, was collected. Pensions that he had, was able to shelter under the law. He also bought a home in Florida and homesteaded it under the law so that they could not get to that home.
Now hiding out in Florida, OJ's violent tendencies become increasingly difficult to contain.
That stress allowed the old OJ to start coming back to the surface and start controlling who he was. But it never left him. It was just shoved down really, really deep and covered up under layer after layer after layer, and eventually broke through.
In October 2001, he finds himself in yet another courtroom, this time on a charge of road rage.
Accused of grabbing a motorist's eyeglasses.
I don't foresee any conviction here.
According to the plaintiff, Jeffrey Pattinson, the confrontation began after Simpson ran a stop sign in a suburban neighborhood.
If the defendant is convicted of the crimes charged, the sentencing range under the criminal punishment code will be 2 to 16 years imprisonment.
So here's a guy who lived his whole life getting away with stuff because of his celebrity. So there was no reason for him to ever think that he couldn't get away with anything.
Listen. I'll cut you off. I'm sorry, but stop friggin' following me.
That was who he really was. He was a nasty SOB. He was a violent guy, and he was never going to stop being nasty and violent.
As to count one of the charge, the defendant is not guilty. As to count two of the charge, the defendant is not guilty.
He could do whatever he wanted and get away with it. He was special.
And next, O.J. Simpson will try to get away with the unthinkable, admitting he got away with murder.
It was not enough that he killed her. Now he had to profit from it.
I truly believe in my heart and soul he's telling you how he did it.
December 4th, 2001. Miami, Florida. O.J. Simpson is accused of yet another crime. This time, pirating satellite TV.
In 2004, the satellite cable provider DirecTV sued Simpson for piracy.
The man that once charmed America reverts back to the juvenile delinquent from the ghetto. Instead of searching for the real killers as he promised, O.J. Simpson spends most of his time on the golf course.
Oh, geez. Now, that was about as bad as it gets.
O.J. Simpson is not broke. He gets $25,000 a month for life that the Goldmans and LeBron can't even touch.
So he has his pension, but that's not enough to really live the life that O.J. wants to live. And so he's trying to figure out ways to make money.
Circling back to the thug mentality he learned on the streets, O.J.'s prepared to do whatever it takes to get what he wants, no matter the consequences. Another scandal surfaces as news spreads that Simpson is set to author a book entitled If I Did It.
The premise of If I Did It was to have O.J. Simpson explain how he would have done those killings if he did it.
Perhaps O.J. Simpson had a guilty conscience. But of course, that assumes a fact, not an evidence, that he has any conscience at all.
Most publishers won't touch it. But Simpson makes a deal with powerhouse publisher Judith Regan.
Judith Regan, with her tabloidish sensibilities, believed that, you know, if she could get OJ to admit to the killings in a book, this would be sensational and she'd sell a lot of books. OJ, he's way past the point of caring what other people think about him, wanted to get paid. He didn't think that the Goldmans or anyone else would be looking.
He was using the terrible tragedy to market himself and to market his story and make some money. It was not enough that he killed her. Now he had to profit from it.
O.J. Simpson is a killer, and killers are not supposed to be glorified by society. We hold that publication house just as responsible for the murders themselves.
Far removed from the charismatic figure that charmed America, public outrage over the book scandal is universal, and O.J.'s money grab is shut down.
On Monday, Rupert Murdoch, the CEO of News Corp, the owner of both Fox and the book's publisher, Reagan Books, issued a statement saying this: I and senior management agree with the American public that this was an ill-considered project. He also apologized to the Brown and Goldman families.
Consequently, Judith Regan lost her job over that. O.J. Simpson never got the money that he wanted. The only winners in this scenario were the Goldmans.
The Goldman family hears about this latest scandal and pounces on the opportunity to make O.J. pay.
Our first response was, the son of a bitch is going to try to earn money from his murdering two people. So that's what got us crazy, and hence we went after him. So now we're in court, and we're after the asset, the book rights. The judge ultimately decided that since we had this judgment against him, that he was going to award us that asset.
Choking back tears, Fred Goldman called it a turning point in his seemingly endless legal battle against O.J. Simpson.
So the Goldmans take that book away from O.J. and then sell it.
We looked at it as, this is not an if I did it, this was I did it. This was a confession.
O.J.'s bizarre, allegedly theoretical, first-person account of the murders becomes a bestseller.
I look down at myself in my blood-soaked clothes and notice the knife in my hand. The knife was covered in blood, as were my hand and wrist and half of my right forearm. I'd wondered how I'd gotten the blood all over my knife.
I truly believe in my heart and soul he's telling you how he did it. That's the arrogance of this guy.
I was thinking of all of the blood. My shirt and pants were sticking to my skin. Even my shoes were covered in blood. For us, it was, this is just another way to nail him. This is just another way to prove that he did it, with using his own words.
O.J. Simpson's words reveal the vicious nature of his true self. But his years of living with impunity are coming to an end. When police get an anonymous tip that O.J. Simpson is a participant in an underground drug ring, they raid his suburban Miami home. But instead of drugs, they find illegal video signal pirating equipment.
No charges were ever filed, but Simpson was slapped with a $25,000 civil fine by DirecTV.
I think all of the stuff that happened with him over the years, you know, the road rage issue, the DirecTV, didn't surprise me. That was who he really was.
No longer able to suppress his violent nature, O.J. Simpson is about to fulfill his criminal destiny.
I think he felt, man, I can do no wrong, you know? And it caught up with him.
December 5th, 2008. Las Vegas. Inside a district courtroom, O.J. Simpson awaits sentencing.
I am sorry. I didn't mean to steal anything from anybody.
Just like a home invasion. They came in quick. They came in fast.
Bruce Fromong says O.J. Simpson and four other men took sports memorabilia from him and his business partner at gunpoint.
The list of violations? Conspiracy, kidnapping, robbery, and assault with a deadly weapon. September 13th, 2007. On the same day that the Goldman family releases If I Did It, OJ prepares to do something criminal once again. After getting a tip that a pair of collectors is peddling his sports memorabilia, OJ plans to get the allegedly stolen property back.
This football memorabilia was not only of great emotional value to OJ, it was of great financial value. And OJ had a lot of bills due at that time. And he was so angry that he amassed a group, a gang of men, to go after these two men in their hotel room.
Just like he did in his youth, Simpson and his gang are about to break the law. They force their way into the room, demanding the merchandise.
You can steal my don't let nobody out of here.
I think he was thinking, everybody will understand that's my stuff. I'm getting back my stuff. And once they understand that, nothing's going to happen to me. I'm going to be okay.
Could there have been another way to get his belongings? Could he have just gone there and talked with them and explained to them? Why did he have to go this route? Impulsivity, definitely narcissism, a grandiose sense of self.
3 days later, police take OJ into custody on multiple felony charges, including robbery with a deadly weapon.
Simpson is under arrest, facing charges that could send him to prison for many years. On his latest mugshot, a grin for the camera. One legal expert thinks she knows why, saying normal people don't smile when they're charged with serious crimes.
The following day, America is stunned as audio secretly recorded during the robbery is made public.
Don't let nobody out of here. You motherfucker! Get over there.
The real O.J. Simpson is once again caught on tape.
You can steal my
O.J. is held without bail as authorities search for his accomplices and the truth about how things really went down.
In a telephone interview with CNN, O.J. Simpson said emphatically that there were no guns involved in the incident that took place on Thursday night here in Las Vegas. He said he was simply taking back his stuff. There's a much different story, however, coming from the alleged victims.
The door burst open. Guys came rushing in one after another. The second one had a gun drawn.
Police say they'll investigate to see whether or not there were guns involved, and if there were, they say O.J. Simpson could be in trouble.
Several of O.J.'s accomplices make plea deals in exchange for testifying against their ringleader.
According to some of the men that were there, O.J. said, bring some guns to scare them. But they said that O.J. was the one to initiate their packing heat and using that as a threatening force so he can obtain his beloved objects.
Once again, a team of prosecutors seems to have an airtight case, proving that O.J. Simpson committed a violent crime. And once again, the Goldmans find themselves in a courtroom with O.J. Simpson, waiting for a verdict.
Count one, conspiracy to commit a crime, guilty. Count two, conspiracy to commit kidnapping, guilty.
On October 3rd, 2008, 13 years to the day of his murder acquittal, O.J. Simpson is found guilty of all charges. At the sentencing, O.J. is allowed to make a statement.
I am sorry. I didn't mean to steal anything from anybody, and I didn't know I was doing anything illegal. I thought I was confronting friends and retrieving my property. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all of it.
And when he's all done, the judge said to him, when you first came into this courtroom, I didn't know whether you were arrogant or ignorant.
And during the trial and through this proceeding, I got the answer. And it was both.
OJ is taken to Lovelock Correctional Center, where he will serve at least 9 years of a 33-year sentence.
There was a lot of relief in the general public that O.J. was put behind bars.
Do I think he'll ever get out of jail? I hope not. And if he does, I hope it's in a box.
O.J. Simpson ran to glory on the football field. But in the end, He couldn't run from his true self. Despite his public unraveling, those who knew him still struggle to come to terms with the man behind the mask.
Who's the real O.J. Simpson? I like to hold on to the memories of the one I fell in love with. I don't even like to think about the other one.
Hollywood Scandals comes from the Dark Hollywood Collection at Reels Channel. To get more like this when you watch TV, go to Reels.com. That's R-E-E-L-Z.com. Check the top of your screen and enter your zip code to find us on your system. You'll also find extras from the latest real crime programs that are only on Reels. Find Hollywood Scandals and its companions on Roku and Fire TV, too.